I'm Ryan Pengraft, your radio broadcasting host, a radio broadcasting student at the Omaha Public Schools Career Center. Here with this week's review on Omaha Public Radio, KIOS FM, and KIOS.org. We will begin reviewing this week Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic. Many may recognize the Star Wars title, some even recognize the other games that tie into this one series known as Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic, affectionately referred to as KOTOR. This game is a sequel to those power-packed games, and any true Star Wars fan can find an interesting niche or something to take pride in as they play the Old Republic, whether it be smacking around Jedi with lightsaber or saving the galaxy. There are some recognizable names that will arise throughout the game, plans we've always wanted to explore laid out in front of us. The game has many interesting things set aside for multiple people to play, as they do single-person tasks, and fun little stories and plot lines for each class. As you progress and grow more powerful, more options of the games open up. A person can choose from a group of races that are specific to your faction. Each race possesses its best skills and sets, traits that make them powerful yet balanced, along with the cyborgs qualifying as their own race. Players can also enjoy a few of the game's races that weren't really fully brought to the surface and as in-depth before. The game's mechanics really light up in multiplayer combat. The skills are based around not only supporting yourself, but other people, so a group of players going against other players, or even the game's own enemies, can interlock their squad and convert weaknesses to strengths, turning a party into a true team. You can even join your friend's character storylines for specific story area quests you wouldn't be able to normally go into. You can even put your two cents in during conversations by cutting in with comments. The game doesn't end there. Like in the last few games, characters will cut in with their own thoughts during the middle of a conversation. The first companions for the Sith character have some very interesting suggestions and comments on how to handle these situations you get yourself into. As in a lot of games, how you treat your companions interacts with the world around you, and it will slowly determine your fate. The game's ending I don't even know yet, so don't worry about spoilers for me, but the conversation system with non-player characters is very dynamic, and allows you to join in on conversations when you are a good distance away with a hologram feature that projects a hologram of you into your party's conversation, allowing you to converse and listen to conversations if you wish to cut in. Cutting to a person's conversation is based on a dice roll system to see who talks first. Or you can choose to remain silent and let snappy lines and various sayings take over. Each new companion you gains differently from others. Each one has their own little ticks and abilities. Some will get along from time to time, but in different moments you could wish you could all bring them along to once to listen to them squabble about their own ideals and views. But sadly, it seems you can only bring one companion at a time, although you can delegate different tasks to the companions. It is a good game mechanic that keeps your party busy. You can get rare items if you're lucky enough from these side quests. Even level up your characters by having them do different tasks. The need for a special place to modify your game has been benched. Despite there being a tutorial station you can go to quickly walk through customizing parts, you don't need it later on after you've discovered it. You can send your companions to the market to sell goods for you, which is very helpful when you need space in your inventory to store more rare items. The game's companion mechanics are very complementary to each other, as well as you not having to worry about your companions running off and never being able to be found again after you've dismissed them from the party. You can simply summon them with a comm device if you are waiting for them to arrive, which never takes long. The game's mechanics are exceptionally well done and will blow away any title similar as an engine as theirs. The World of Warcraft for a tidbit has an engine similar to theirs, and it's a basic programming structure the game is based off of. The very common, the game feels organic, and it blends together really well. The gameplay entirely fits together so well that it would impress the most picky critics. This has been Ryan Pengraft, with this week's view on Omaha Public Radio, KIOS and KIOS.org.